Welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast, everyone. Today, we're breaking down a fascinating conversation regarding the explosion in silver prices and what it signals for the global economy. This isn't just about precious metals. It's a course of events many people saw rolling out decades ago.
Exactly, John. And if you're holding Bitcoin or looking at the banking sector's next moves, you need to hear this. The central theme here is that silver is the canary in the coal mine for the entire financial system.
Okay, let's start there. Why is silver the canary?
Well, as some have been saying for some time, what we are witnessing is a structural repricing of silver, similar to finding oil under cheap land. The canary aspect comes from the fact that silver is currently exposing massive hidden insolvency in the banking system. There is a big long playing out, where industrial demand, solar, electronics, AI, etc., is stripping supply, while at the same time, banks still have massive silver short positions, rumored to be up to 5 billion ounces.
5 billion ounces? That sounds like a death sentence for anyone short.
It is. Whoever's short silver is pretty much dead, as they have a major settlement problem, the ultimate counterparty risk, and this includes many of European banks. Major players like UBS are offside. Moreover, this silver squeeze is maybe a coordinated attack to break the European banking system.
So whatever is behind this, if silver trades break first, it could be signaling the death of a major bank in the system.
Right. Silver is the nail in the coffin to many banks. If a bank like UBS goes down because they can't cover their silver shorts, it reveals the rot in the entire derivatives market. A warning that if silver breaks a portion of the banking system, the treasury derivatives break and then the whole thing breaks. It's systemic. That's the canary singing as the gas builds up.
That brings us to the second part of the discussion, the prophecy for Bitcoin. How does a silver squeeze lead to a Bitcoin move?
This is the consequence many believe happens when these banks start to break. We will see a liquidity crisis inside the banking system and potentially bail-ins. Remember those? Where banks seize depositor funds to survive. In that scenario, you can't easily take physical delivery of gold or silver or even your own cash during a panic.
So where does the money that does escape go?
It goes to Bitcoin as the ultimate flight to safety. It's the only immediate off-ramp from the traditional financial rails that allows you to self-bank. People are starting to figure this out. Fast.
But Bitcoin has been choppy lately.
True, but the latest predictions are specific. Bitcoin might trade lower or sideways for now, but at the first sniff of a financial crisis, Bitcoin rips again. It acts as the true measure of global liquidity. When the banking system falters, now being signaled by silver, the flight to safety will drive a price move in Bitcoin as the only asset you can truly own and move instantly, no matter who or where you are.
So watch silver to know when the banks are breaking and buy Bitcoin to survive the crash and aftermath?
That's the trade. In fact, it has been for over a decade. Whoever's short silver is pretty much dead. Bitcoin is your lifeboat.
Chilling stuff. Thanks for breaking it down, Sarah. Okay, folks. Much of this is not new to the DBM community, and we know these wild swings happen. This silver move is significant as it hits $100 per ounce for the first time in history. As ever, our job is to be informed and ahead of the curve as money moves. DCA, hold, and prepare, paying close attention to your security and your next moves. Learn more about this in the DBM Wealth Builder series. See the show notes, and see you next time.